the Plan B Morning Show. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Love it. Love Doja Cat at 6:41 in the morning.
Hell yeah. What's up? That's what gets you going on a Wednesday, man. That's why we put it in.
Anyway, it's 6:41, Brock Hunter in the Plan B Morning Show. Thank you so much for hanging out.
You my best friend?
No, absolutely not.
Come on, man.
We are work friends, and that is it.
I'm lonely.
Mitch, I'm lonely.
I need a friend.
No, it ain't me. It's funny. Have you ever gotten that question? Have people ever asked you, like, hey, are you and Brock really friends off air?
So the other day I was at some place and like 10 minutes into this transaction, she looks up. Your name is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Lisa looks up and she's like, hey, are you guys friends? And for a second, I looked behind me. I'm like, I didn't come with anybody. Is there somebody here I know?
Lisa's losing it.
Oh, you listen to the show. She's like, yeah. Are you guys really friends off here? I'm like, yeah, of course we're. No. I don't hate the guy and have to do a show with him every day.
I'm dispelling that myth, right? I hate Hunter just with a passion that burns like a thousand suns.
I mean, I did say that you're a dirtbag, and it's, I got to be drunk to hang out with you.
Real piece of trash. Real piece of trash, says you. I hate your stupid face. I hate everything. No, we're best friends, buddy. We've been best friends ever since we met. I will say, a fun little story. Look back in the history of the Plan B Morning Show and Brock and Hunter. When I came into interview many, many moons ago, I believe it was July of 2015, believe it or not.
Missed you the first time.
So I got in there, do the interview, and it was still kind of early in the morning. And I said, well, I'd love to meet Hunter. And they're like, oh, I think he's gone for the day. And I went,
it's like 7.
I was like,
in the morning.
He left already, huh? Okay, that's good to know. Good to know. Mm-hmm. Well, he's fired. That was my first order of business was to fire
just
him.
Wait. I was just waiting for a best friend to come along and do the show with. Just keep the boat afloat,
That was the first thing on my list to do when I got hired was to fire Hunter, and look where we're at now.
Get rid of this
6 years
guy.
Later, unbelievable. This did not turn out at all like I wanted it to.
Hey, no joke, though. The guy that they interviewed after you came for the first time, the guy comes in, and he's like, I love this job, but we have to get rid of everybody here. I'm like, damn, dude.
I mean, that's it. First thing I'm going to do.
Who's this guy?
Fire everybody. Fire everyone.
No, seemed like a real winner.
I've been trying to get fired for 6 years. It just won't happen. It's unbelievable. Anyway, I love you, buddy. You're my best friend. You're my best friend.
Get off of me. Breathing on me, on my neck. Get off.
I want to kiss you up.
All right, get to your damn rock news.
Is that what we're doing? All right, it's time for rock news. And now that all the blood has rushed from my head to my other.
It's your own sleeping bag.
Rock news and rock history time.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
I want to kiss you all over. As always, rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. You need your car, truck, SUV fixed. They do specialize in Asian import brands, but they'll work on anything, and they'll get you back on the road quickly and safely because they know you need your ride. Man, you need your whip, son. Mm-hmm. Anyway, check them out. Breathe easy. Well, Keith Richards will mark the 30th anniversary of his second album, 1992's Main Offender, by reissuing it in a limited edition Super Deluxe box set. Set for release on March 18th, it also includes a previously unreleased concert, Winos Live in London, 92, recorded at the Town and Country Club, Kentish Town. An 88-page book with never-before-seen photos, reproduction of handwritten lyrics, reprinted essays from the album's release, a hand-numbered print of the original uncropped album cover portrait, an art book with the album pressed on smoke-colored vinyl, plus an archival envelope containing exact replicas of promotional and tour materials from Keith's archives.
How about this? Does it come with the anecdote?
The anecdote for what?
Being a rock star and drinking and doing drugs your entire life and somehow still living.
It comes with the secret formula that Keith drinks every single day that has kept him alive.
I will buy that because, dude, that is a thing. I'm serious.
I always say there could be a nuclear war, nuclear holocaust, all right? Oh. The only thing left alive, cockroaches and Keith Richards. That's it.
Keith Richards, somehow.
He's going to do there. It's great.
Can't even nuke the guy.
Unbelievable. This is really cool. Seeing solo stuff from Keith Richards, we all know him, Rolling Stones. He's a Stones, man. But it's cool to see some solo stuff and kind of a look back in that. What I do think is funny, though, is that he was probably cleaning out one of the rooms in his mansion and just came over these boxes and boxes of stuff. He's like, well, hell, I might as well make some money off of this stuff that's been collecting. Let's just do it. Just
give it to me over for another 10 years.
Just give it to people. In addition to the box set, it will also be available on CD, vinyl, and digitally. The deluxe reissue of Main Offender follows last year's Live at the Hollywood Palladium and the 2019 reissue of his first solo album, Talk Is Cheap. Again, this will all be available on March 18th. So if you're a Stones fan or Richards fan, this might be something to add to your collection right there. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, January 26, 1970, Australia's first rock festival ended. The Arimba Rock Festival had begun the previous day. Unbelievably, 96 people died from snake bites. That's
snake
what it
bites
was.
And scorpion bites.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Dingoes took away 92 babies. It was nuts. No, that's not true, but very cool. A lot of great rock acts have come from Australia.
Australia's huge, man. There's a lot of big name acts that go through Australia.
Cool that in 1970, that was probably so hot. That was probably sweaty ass rock festival.
That's a sweaty mosh pit, man.
Woo! Get in there. Get in the pit. That's not a pit. I can't do it. I ruined it.
It's a snake pit.
That's what it is. Yeah. They had an actual snake pit at this festival. It's crazy.
Jesus.
Yeah. All right. There you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Wednesday. Brought to you by AIR. We'll be back with more.